Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for joining us again today. Hallelujah. God bless you, Apostle Burgos. Praise God. How are you, man of God? Thank you for joining in with me today. You are such a blessing. God bless you. Hi, Lady Kathy. Glory be to God. How are you? I just want to thank you, woman of God. Thank you for the encouragement. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Prophetess of Fire. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Evan. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Minister Van, for joining us again today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I'm excited again about today's teaching. Hallelujah. Prophetess Madeline, glory, you are in the house. Hallelujah. I want to thank you. Thank you. Sensation, it looks like. Well, God bless you. Praise God. Thank you for joining. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. How are you? Evangelist Nellie, it looks like. Well, God bless you. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me again today. First of all, let's just make this very, very clear. This is not about me. Amen. Oh, thank you, Prophetess. You look good also. Thank you, First Lady Ruva. God bless you. Hello. Praise God. Greetings from California. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to being over there soon. Amen. Hi. God bless you. God bless you. So, once again, this is not about me. I'm actually doing this teaching because God has commissioned me through the Holy Ghost to do this teaching on the prophetic ministries. God bless you. All right, Prophetess Deborah, God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Lopez, it looks like. God bless you. Amen. North Carolina's in the house. God bless you. I know, Apostle Burgos. Yes, he says I need to be on here more often. Well, praise God. I just want to thank God for the opportunity. You know what, Minister Evan, we'll talk about that. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God because, you know, one of the gifts that God has given me in the body of Christ is teaching. And I have to be just totally honest with you. I never thought of myself as a teacher. I actually ran from the call of teaching, just as I did, you know, running from the call of a prophet. But you know, when God has a plan and when God has a purpose and a will for your life, you have to obey him. Amen. And one thing I constantly remind myself to do at all times is to be obedient to God's will, whatever that will is. And he has commissioned me as a fivefold office operator in the body of Christ. He has commissioned me to teach on the office of the prophetic. I have been ordained twice in my ministry, once for the office of the prophet, and another time was to be validated in the office of the teacher. And so, you know, to God be all the glory. Amen. You know, whatever his will is what I want to do. If he wanted me to just be a doorkeeper, I'm fine with that. Amen. If he wanted me to just clean the toilets, amen, in the washroom of the sanctuary, I'm fine with that. My goal is always to just be in the will of God. So let's talk about this teaching. Today is going to be an interesting topic, for one, because I'm going to be dealing with some of the characteristics, six in particular, of the prophet. In the previous weeks before, we have covered a lot of material. This is like the fifth week of teaching, but we've covered a lot of material. One, we have talked about the differences between the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament prophets. We've talked about what the role of the prophet is as it relates to the church. We talked about what a prophet should look like. We talked about the spirit of prophecy. We talked about the office of the prophet. We talked about the fivefold ministry. We talked about in that is the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher. And we discussed in detail what each of those offices detail. Amen. And so today we're going to look a little bit more closely to the role, or not necessarily the role, but some of the characteristics of the prophet. Amen. Because I think in today's time, there's been a lot of confusion In regards to, you know, prophecy, a lot of churches have basically shut down on prophecy and prophets because of some of the things that they have seen, some of the things they have witnessed, some of the things they have heard in the office of the prophet. And it's caused a lot of, you know, error in the body of Christ. Has caused a lot of confusion. And one thing, men and women of God, you got to understand and know is that God is not the author of confusion. Okay. When there's a bunch of mess, when there is a bunch of confusion at the door, I'm going to tell you, God ain't in it. He is not in it. God is not the author of confusion. And so what God is doing is he's raising up prophets that actually walk in the office of the prophet to bring some clarity to this role, to bring some instruction, to bring some correction, and, you know, to bring some integrity, amen, back to the office. And so that is my mission today, is to kind of talk about some of the characteristics that you can look for that should be displayed in a person who says that they are a prophet, amen. So there are things that we can look for to determine whether or not what we have standing before us or speaking into our ear gates is actually a real bona fide prophet. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started. But first, before I do anything else, let's start with prayer. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I surrender my will to you right now. Father, I crucify my flesh. I don't want any flesh being seen nor heard. Father, hide me behind the cross. I'm asking you right now, God, to allow the Holy Spirit within me to rise up and be a witness for you today in the ears of those that are hearing me by the sound of my voice. I'm asking you, Lord, to use me as a conduit of your spirit, oh God. Bring clarity where needed. Bring correction where needed. Bring healing where needed. Bring deliverance where needed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you have your way in this session today. In Jesus' mighty name. And the mighty people of God said, amen. Hallelujah. So let us go and let's get started here. I do have a lot of notes written down that the Holy Spirit has given me himself. Amen. He has given me himself. Amen. I strongly believe in the Holy Spirit being our teacher, being our guider. He leads and guides us into all truth. You cannot go wrong when you have the Holy Spirit. So if you have some paper and a pencil, this will be a good time to write some of this stuff down. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long, but number one, when we're talking about a person that is standing in the role of a prophet, a spokesman for the Lord, because that is what a prophet is. A prophet is a spokesman, or it could be a man or woman, you know, male or female. It could be a prophet or prophetess that is standing in the office of a prophet that is speaking for the Lord. They are a spokesman. They are a mouthpiece for the Lord in the earth. Okay. And let me just make this very clear. They are just one of the mouthpieces in the earth for the Lord, because we have the Holy Scriptures itself. We have the Word of God, which is the Bible, that also speaks for the Lord. And then we have the Holy Ghost himself. The Holy Ghost is a witness for Christ and for God. He speaks for them. Amen. So we do have the Word of God. We have the Holy Ghost. And then we also still have the voice of the prophet to be a vehicle that God uses in the earth to get his message or to convey his message across to the body. So the number one characteristic, and this is huge, okay? The number one characteristic that you should see in a prophet is humility. I'm going to say that again. Humility. Now you need to write that down. Get that into your suche, your soul. Get that in there. It is humility. All prophets, real bona fide prophets, walk in humility. Amen. This is what the Holy Ghost told me. He said they exhibit modesty, which is, you know, another word you could use for humility. They don't consider themselves more important than anyone else. Okay. Now, if we look at some scripture text, we can go into James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. It talks about humility. Okay. It talks about humbling yourself before the sight of the Lord so that he can exalt you, lift you up. Amen. No prophet has to exalt himself. No prophet has to exalt him or herself, because God will do the exaltation in due season or due time. But your primary disposition or discourse should be in humility. We are to humble ourselves before the mighty will of God. Amen. And so the Holy Ghost says they also have the quality or the trait of following proper protocol. Amen. Proper protocol of the New Testament ecclesia, which is the church. We are in a new dispensation of grace. We are in the new dispensation of grace. And there is a protocol that the prophet has to follow in the New Testament ecclesia, the church. Okay. And this is a big one. And this is all part of walking in humility, because we have some prophets that want to be the big kahunas in the church. They want to be the ones that have the final word, but no real prophet is going to force him or herself on the people of God. Amen. A real prophet is going to exemplify true humility. Okay. So for an example, you know, Ephesians 4:11 through 13 talks about these fivefold ministries. And we know that to be the apostle, prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. And it talks about all of us working together. Hello. So part of walking in humility is to walk in unity with all the other ministries, all of the working ministries. So they also have the quality or the trait of following proper protocol for the New Testament ecclesia, the church. They work together in a team effort. A team effort where the prophet, being a part of that team, does not try to pull rank. Oh, I know this is uncomfortable. In that local body, you are to work together with that local body. You are not the sole source or the sole voice to be heard in that local assembly. And I can't tell you how many times, and this is one of the reasons why pastors and leaders all over the country are shutting down on prophets, because we've had some prophets that have been so full of self, that has been so puffed up in their own self, that they go into these ministries and they try to take over a ministry. You are not the set man or woman of God of that house. There is a protocol that you must follow as well. So as a prophet, one of the first signs or characteristics that you should see in a prophet is humility. Amen. So let's move on to the next one. I don't want to be before you too long. There's people on here who are on their lunch breaks. Amen. I want to be mindful of that. Number two, and you want to write this down. Amen. They can show accountability. Prophets are accountable. You want to write that down. Accountability. Prophets have the ability to show that they are accountable first to God and to someone else. Amen. They are not lone rangers. They submit to a leader or a local church body, a mentor, someone that has that they are accountable to. Amen. They're not lone rangers. Being accountable for the prophet, being accountable, establishes your integrity and your credibility. Amen. Everybody needs somebody. You are not in this alone. We're not Old Testament prophets. We're not walking this thing alone. We have a whole body of believers that we are walking in sync with. Amen. In this New Testament, we are walking in sync with the other ministry gifts of the body of Christ. So you're not a lone ranger. So a lot of prophets, they have, most prophets will have an apostle or someone over them, somebody that they are accountable to, somebody that they can give an account to. Because if you need, you know, someone to pour back into your own self, because as prophets, we pour out a lot. Amen. We pour out a lot. And as prophets who pour out a lot, we need someone to pour back into us as well. Amen. So none of us are in this thing alone. You know, we're all in this together, saints of God. So a prophet should show some accountability. That's number two. First is humility. Second is accountability. You want to write that down. So some of the scriptures that we can use for that is 1 John 4:1, 1 Corinthians 14:29. Amen. So part of the accountability process or a trait in the prophet is they are not afraid to let their word be tested or judged. How many times have you seen a prophet get all hensy because you done challenged them on your prophecy? They done challenged you on your prophecy. They done challenged you on a word that you have spoken. And now you get all out of, you know, bent out of shape and you're ready to go off on somebody in the sanctuary because they came and asked you questions about a word that you have given. But according to scripture now, according to scripture, every word of prophecy is to be tested and judged by those that are hearing it, those that are they're listening. Amen. And so all prophecy has to go through the same testing as any other gift and word in the house. And so one of the characteristics of accountability with the prophet is that you're not afraid to let your word be tested and judged. Amen. You don't get upset. It's your opportunity to expound, amen, on the word that God has given you to that individual or to that body, amen. So number two, accountability. And like I said, you have some scripture references. We can go to 1 John 4:1. We can go to 1 Corinthians 14:29. Amen. The third, one of the most important pieces, I think, it's one of the most important pieces, quality traits or characteristics that a prophet should possess. And that is being motivated by love. Come on, somebody. Being motivated by love. I can't stress this enough. A prophet, a true prophet of the Lord, would exhibit the motivation of love. Everything they do, everything they say is motivated by love. Even if they have to deliver a harsh word, even if that word is repent, it is to be spoken in love and with love. Remember, our goal is not to tear down without building back up too. Amen. So when you tear down in the beginning, that word could be kind of start off to be kind of harsh in the beginning. That's a negative. But at the end of that, you are to build back up the positive in that individual or that body that you're speaking to. Amen. So you have to be motivated by love. The Bible tells us that Jesus himself was moved by compassion. Come on, somebody. So even the prophet has to be moved by compassion. Everything you say or do should be motivated by love. Now, I'm not saying that we are going to always give some sweet sounding words, because we all know that there are words of warning. There's words of correction, rebuke, all of those things. But even in all of that, it has to be spoken with love and in love. And you have to remember, as a prophet, you could tear down in the beginning, but you have to build back up in the end. Amen. So we want to be very, very mindful of this, that you don't tear down in the beginning without building back up in the end. The words that we speak are to be seasoned with grace. Amen. They do not abuse. Prophets that move and are motivated by love, they know not to abuse the authority that Christ has given us to tear somebody down. We don't abuse the authority. Amen. We don't abuse the authority. I believe it's 2 Corinthians 10:8, where Paul is talking to the people and he's telling them that if I boast in the authority that God has given me, it is for your edification and not your destruction. Ah, rebobusa. It is not for your destruction. So we can't abuse our authority. Amen. So we're motivated by love. That's number three. Number four, and this is, another big one. Submissive. They are submissive. They are obedient to God's will. Amen. They are obedient to God's will. They are submissive to God's will. Prophets are obedient to God's will, purpose, and plan. Now, that came from the Holy Spirit. Prophets are obedient to God's will, purpose, and plan, not only for their own lives, but as it relates to the ecclesia as well, the church. So whatever God's purpose, will, or plan is for that body or that local assembly that you are speaking in front of, you have to be obedient and submissive to God's will in that. You can't get before the people and start preaching or prophesying your own will. Amen. You have to remember who you are subject to. You are subject to God and His Christ. You are subject to the Holy Ghost. And so you have to submit unto the will of God, not just for their lives, the local assembly, but for your own life as well. Hallelujah. So we kind of see, for an example, in 2 Kings chapter 20 and 16, when the prophet Isaiah was sent unto the king Hezekiah and told him that he was going to die, to get his house in order. He was going to die. And the same Lord, same God who sent him in to Hezekiah with that word is also the same God that after Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to intercede on his own behalf and pray and remind God of all that he has done in kingdom. Let me tell you, God sent that same prophet Isaiah back to the king and tell him that he will live and that God added 15 more years unto his life. That is the result of a submitted prophet. One that hears from the Lord and that it is all about the Lord's will and not their own. Amen. Come on, somebody. Note that in the scripture, 1 Peter 5 and 6 also tells us to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Submit yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. So Apostle Paul here is not only speaking about submitting yourself to God, but he is also speaking about submitting yourself under the church leadership. And this is why you have to be very careful about your where you bloom and plant. Amen. You got to be very careful of the leadership that you allow to be over you and to speak into your life. You got to make sure that they are sent from God because you have to submit unto them. Come on, somebody. You got to submit. So you have to know that the scripture says, know them that labor among you. So you have to know those that labor among you. You have to know that I am trusting this pastor. I am trusting this leadership with my life, with everything that pertains to my ministry and to what God has for me in this world to do. You have to know that they are trusted leadership. Why? Because you have to submit yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Part of that mighty hand is God's ordained leadership. Come on, somebody. I know that some people, you know, is probably not going to like this, but it is the truth. Amen. So, number one, humility. Number two, accountability. Number three, motivated by love. Number four, submission. Amen. They are able to submit in obedience to God's will. Now we're on number five. One of the characteristics of a prophet is self-control. Ah, that's a big one. Self-control. Prophets are able to control their own spirit. Amen. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 32 to 33, when Apostle Paul is giving some protocol for the church. And he talks about where prophets speak one by one and the other one judges the prophecy. And then it also talks about, he says that the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Now, this scripture has been taken out of context in so many different ways. A lot of people tend to think that this means that you are controlled by another prophet. That is not what that means. What that means is you have the ability to control your spirit. In other words, you should not be moving on impulse. You should not be moving on impulse to give a word. Because God may not always call upon you to speak. He may call on another prophet in the house to speak. You don't always have to be up to speak before the people. Amen. And so no prophet should be moved by impulsive words, you know, where, oh, I just got to say this. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that you can control your own spirit. So for an example, let's say you believe God gave you a word. Amen. Let's say you're sitting in a sanctuary. You feel like God is giving you this word and you just can't wait to give this word. But let's say that God had told your pastor or your leadership, when you go before them and say, can I give this word? If that leader says, no, not right now. You should be, as a prophet, you should be able to control yourself and say, okay, maybe not now. Maybe this ain't the time. That's not saying that God didn't give you a word. It's just saying that it may not be the time for that word to be released. So you can control your own spirit from jumping up, giving a word anyway, because then you're operating in a spirit of rebellion, especially if the leadership of the house has told you not right now. Amen. So we have to be very mindful of this. Amen. Prophets can exercise or exhibit self-control. When it comes to prophecy, when it's come to speaking, they are able to yield when necessary to others. You may not be the only prophet in your church. There may be other prophets in your church that God is using. And if you all are going to speak, you have to speak one at a time. You can't bogard your way over another prophet. You can't overtalk another prophet. You can't jump up in front of another prophet. You have to yield. That's part of having self-control. You are able to yield to another so that another is able to speak so the whole body can be edified. Come on, somebody. Amen. And so you should see in a real prophet that trait of self-control. They should be able to control themselves. Come on, somebody. Amen. So the last and the final one that I'm going to talk about today is number 6. And I saved this one for last for a reason. And that is accuracy. Yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. Accuracy. My. One of the characteristics that a true prophet carries is accuracy, precision, being able to speak a word accurately. Amen. If the word is truly from the Lord, it is going to be an accurate word. Amen. The benefactors or the recipients of the word should be able to attest that it is a word spoken in season. They should be able to attest that it is a word that is truly spoken from God because it bears witness in them. They should see results. Ah, glory be to God. They should see results. We have a lot of renegade people run around calling themselves prophets. And when they speak, the word is just like goes to the floor. You could call on those people down the road and they can say, I never saw that take place yet. And now let me make something very clear here. Not every word of prophecy is going to happen overnight. There are some words of prophecy that takes time. And the scripture also states that we prophesy in part and we know in part. So God may give one prophet a part and he may send someone else with the other part. I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying that just because you don't see something right away does not mean it was a false prophecy. It may be taking time. Some words are for an appointed time. But what I'm talking about is in the role of a prophet, if I am standing before you and I am prophesying something to you, a word of knowledge or wisdom, it should be accurate. I don't have to guess. I don't have to search around trying to get answers from you and all of that. No, because if it's a real word of God, he's going to download the revelation. And when I begin to speak that word, or if that prophet begin to speak that word, it should be accurate. It should hit home. It should say something to your spirit. You should be able to testify, oh, this is the Lord. Amen. And so accuracy is a big component when it comes to prophets. Amen. But with that, you have to understand now there's a difference between a mature prophet and a growing prophet. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Because as a growing prophet, there's going to be some hit and misses because you're growing. It is part of your process. But I'm talking about mature prophets in the word, and they have been doing this for years. God has trained them up, grown them up. You know, they are well known. Okay, well, your word has to be accurate. Come on, somebody. Amen. You can't, when you put yourself out there, You have to remember that you're setting yourself up to be judged. Your word is going to be judged. It's going to be tested. So you have to make sure that you know that you done heard from God when you are given a word, because there are so many people in the body of Christ that have been destroyed by false words or words that were just amiss. Amen. Now, when you're growing as a prophet and you're still being trained as a prophet, you're going to have some hit and misses because God is teaching you. You're learning. But now there's a place for all that practicing. But when you are a prophet in the house, or you are called away to a local assembly, or you are traveling the country and prophesying, you need to be a mature prophet. And you need to know that the word you heard is from the Lord. It is not your own word. Come on, somebody. It is an accurate word and it is precise. Amen. So I just want you to keep in mind all of these different characteristics. And this is not a complete list by any means. There is so much more that I can add to this. But today the Holy Spirit said only do 6. Amen. And so in obedience to that, that is where I'm going to end this session. But I'm going to tell you, mighty people of God, God is doing something in the earth. He's doing something in the earth, and he's doing it through prophets. He's doing it through apostles. He's doing it through evangelists. He's doing it through the pastors. He's doing it through the teachers. Come on, somebody. He is doing something great, and God is restoring integrity back to the office of the prophet. Let me tell you, saints, we got to get on our posts. We can't be playing no more. Playtime has been over. Come on, somebody. It is time to be the real ecclesia in the earth. Amen. So once again, I'm not going to take too much of your time. I've already went over a few minutes, and I don't want to do that because there are people that are on their lunch break and I want you to get back to work. I don't want you to, you know, get into any kind of trouble, but I want to thank all of you for joining in today and just receiving what God had to give. Amen. Because it's not about me. It is all about him. And I give him all the glory. In Jesus' name, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Join us next week, and we're going to talk about some more of these characteristics, amen, of the prophet. I love you. God bless you. Go in peace. I speak a blessing over your life right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.